Welcome to Heralding the Truth, radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio. Here at Russell Road, our vision is to build a people who are establishing God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is today's message.
You know, God's up to good, no matter what it looks like, right? You are not the product of some relational accident. Your parents didn't just... The only thing your parents can really take credit for you for is your conception. God did the rest. You see that? So you don't blame your parents. Can't sit around and blame your parents. If they walked out on you, did what, or didn't raise you, or didn't help you, God used them to get you here. And you were born for such a time as this. You've been created for this time now. And God has built you and equipped you and given you everything you need to face every problem you have today. Amen. Everything. He's equipped you. He says in Jared, we talk about our election on Wednesday nights. See, God's election on your life was established before you were born. I always say our election, when you know your election, it protects you from rejection. Because rejection brings an infection. Are you listening to me? Rejection brings an infection that will cause you to miss the plan and purpose of God in your life. But when you know your election, you can't be offended. And you can't be infected by rejection. Because sometimes rejection is really honorable. You're going to be rejected in this life. It's okay to be rejected. When you understand problems and circumstances and situations, that's not your life. Your life is in God. And He has a plan and purpose for your life. God chose you for now. It was His choice. It was His choice that you exist. And that's what you need to understand. And are you helping? Are you listening to me? We should not be shook up, stressed out, because God orchestrated our existence in this time and in this era for such a time as this. You have been built by design. And Jeremiah 1:5 says, He says, I formed you. So when you look in the mirror, you say, thank you, Lord. You do that. God made you the way you are. He said, I formed you. I knew you. I formed you. I ordained you and I sanctified you. All that took place before you even showed up on the planet. And God is trying to show you those areas of your life. Ordained means authorized. God has authorized you to become you. You need to be authorized to be who you are. You need God's authority on your life to discover who you are and why you're in this world. When you don't understand that, you're not in your purpose. God created you for a purpose. Am I making sense? And when you're not in your purpose, it's abuse. When you're outside of your purpose, it's abuse. Remember, I shared this before, that when I was a kid, I made this go-kart, And I used my dad's wrench. It was a crescent wrench. Has a little wheel on it. And I used it as a hammer. And I messed up the little wheel on the hammer, and you couldn't use the wrench anymore for its purpose. You couldn't use it for a wrench anymore because you couldn't turn the wheel on there. So I messed it up, and it was no longer good for its purpose. See, that's what happens when you're not in your purpose. You've been designed and created for a purpose. You are a solution and an answer to other people's issues and problems. When you get solutions for your problems and your issues, now you can take it to someone else and help heal them and help bring them to a healthier place. That's what the body of Christ is all about. We're interdependent on each other. I need you. You need me. Amen. We need God's wisdom. Remember, we've been talking about that? All of us have wisdom. I have some wisdom. I'm rich with wisdom in some areas. But in some areas, I need what you got. Amen. Some areas, you need what I got. Vice versa. Am I making sense?
Yes.
Come on now. Are we making sense?
Yes.
Because listen, God uses people. God uses people. The devil uses people. When you are in your purpose, you are being used for what God put you here for. You see that? And when you're in his will, there's nothing more fulfilling than being in his will in this life.
Amen.
Nothing. It brings you joy. And that's the kingdom. See, the kingdom's bringing the truth to your identity. See, when you're focused on the kingdom, it's getting in you. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. You begin to increase in the kingdom values and word and the way it functions. And it's in you. And it's bringing solutions to you doing his will and becoming you. Now, so God has a calling and a purpose for your life. Are you with me? God uses people. Oh, we had a sin problem. The world had a sin problem. God had a solution. Jesus. He sent Jesus, a person, to help us with our sin problem. You didn't get that. Did you get that?
Amen.
God uses people. You see that? When you resist and don't allow God to use people in your life, you're inviting the devil to bring problems into your life. God uses people to bring solutions and answers.
Amen.
The devil uses people to bring problems and destruction in your life. So God needed a person. He brought Jesus here. That's, you know what that's called? Incarnation. It's the incarnation. That's a theological term. But you know what it means? Deity in the flesh. God in the flesh. You know what we're studying today? We're going to study the Trinity.
Yeah.
We're going to understand the Trinity. Because you need God's wisdom to understand the Trinity.
Amen.
There's a sign out there on 29, exit 93, when you come into Sydney, on the right, on the left-hand side, and it says, "Are you committing idolatry? God is not three in one." That is heresy. That sign is deception. Well, why are you talking about that? Well, I already was going to talk about it the first time I seen it. But something really moved me up a notch is there's a young man I'm discipling in this church. And he was out on a Friday night with some folks, believers, and some other folks. Not out hooping and hollering, out, you know. Young men need a place to do something. Go see, you know what I mean? You know what the topic was? That sign. You know what they're saying? God's not three in one. They were repeating that. You know what that was? You know what that can cause? That can cause you to question and doubt everything you've ever learned. And that's what it's sent there for. That's why I'm going to teach these people up under this house. We're going to know the truth about this.
Amen.
Is the Trinity in the Bible? The word Trinity is not in the Bible. But that don't matter. It's in there.
Amen.
And you're going to see it. Let's go to Tim. We got Proverbs chapter 3. I want to start here. Verse 5. Wait, you know what? We got to do the vision. I'm already preaching up here. Yeah. I'm just getting started, folks. It's all good.
Hallelujah.
We're glad you're here. Glad you're here watching online. sitting on the couch. That's good. Get your note pinned out. We're going to watch this. Let's look at this. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the spirit in the bond of peace. All right. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Now, before we read this together in Proverbs, I want you to hear this. This is the verse 43 years ago, when I got saved, 43 years ago, a janitor at work gave me a Bible, and I had a quart of beer in one hand and a Bible in the other. And there was a man named Ben Kinslow on 700 Club at 12:30 at night preaching the gospel. And I was listening to him, and I always watched Johnny Carson. But when I came in the house, I just flipped on the TV. I went back and looked at my family. I walked up the hallway, and the TV was on the 700 Club. It was just getting started back then. And here's Ben Kinslow on there saying, "You need to be born again." That's the same thing the janitor was telling me. I was running from the janitor. I was hiding from the janitor. He says, "You need to repent and be born again." And he started saying that, and I froze in my tracks. I had a beer, quart of beer in one hand, and a Bible in the other. And I froze in my tracks. And all of a sudden, I just got down on my knees and started bawling like a baby. And I repented of my sins. And I'm telling you what, I felt like the whole room was electrified. And I got up and I said, "How am I going to explain this to everybody?" I went and threw the beer away. I remember I had cigarettes in my pocket. I threw the cigarettes away. Now, I'm not, you know, I know that don't happen with everybody, so if you're still smoking, you need to stop. No. I won't tell you to stop. But boy, that breath. Woo! No. Now listen, listen. Listen to me. The Lord showed me I can't be a good witness and still do that. I threw that beer in the trash. I threw those cigarettes in the trash. And I went down. I opened my Bible. Sat in my lazy boy. And opened my Bible to Proverbs chapter 3. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him. And he will direct your paths. Hallelujah. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, for it will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. That's what I put down. I wrote that down. And I went to work the next day and tried to get everybody saved. I told them they need to trust in the Lord. They said, our boy Fred's lost it. But I mean, I was set free. Are you listening to me? I was 25 years old. And all my life, I was just set free. And here I am today, still after it. Amen. And can't get enough of it. That's what I'm trying to show you. This thing is amazing. Now, did we say the verse together? Did you read it? Let's read it again. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Trust. See, when you trust, the word trust literally means to place your confidence and reliability in a thing. To place your confidence and reliability in a thing. It also means, the Hebrew means careless. Careless. You ever look at trust that way? That's why you put your money in a trust fund. So you can be careless about it. You don't have to worry about it. It's going to be there. Nobody's going to bother it. It's in a trust fund. It's secure. See, when you're secure, you can trust. But you see, people's trust has been broken, and people are suspicious and opinionated because of broken trust. Are you listening to me? They put their trust in people, and people have let them down. But you see, we got to learn. We have to trust in the Lord. Amen. And that's what God calls us to. Amen. We have to trust in the Lord with what? All of your heart. All means, I did a study in the Greek. All means all. All your heart. In all your ways, because his ways are higher. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Who? Jesus. Huh. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. The absence of trust is fear. You see where you don't trust? There's fear there. That's insecurity. You see that? The more you can trust, the more stable you are. You see that? That's why God says, I haven't given you a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. When your mind is sound and you're in the love of God, you're in the trust of God. You're trusting him. He says in Isaiah 26:3, in his perfect peace, he will keep them whose mind is stayed on thee and whose trust is in the Lord. You see, when you trust The areas you don't have peace, that's because you're not trusting God in that area of your life. But when you trust him, he brings peace in there. You see that? And peace protects you. Now listen. So, let's look at this. And lean not on your own understanding. Sometimes there's a space, a gap between what God is doing and what you are leaning on. What are you leaning on? God wants you to lean on him. Amen. Are you listening to me? He wants you to be dependent on him in your relationship with him. You see that? When you're dependent on him, you're leaning on him. Amen. In all your ways, acknowledge him. When you lean on him, you start to understand. You start to understand. And understanding does what? Delivers you from the evil way. Proverbs 2, 10 and 11. Now watch. We have a choice on what we are going to lean on. You're going to lean on what you're going to lean on. I'm going to lean on Jesus. Because he has every answer I'm looking for. And he has the wisdom I need. Amen. God's ways are higher than our ways. Are you with me? And his ways do not contradict wisdom. Or they don't contradict reason. They don't contradict reason. They transcend your ability to reason. God's ways don't contradict reason. They transcend your ability to reason. God is not unreasonable. God is not unreasonable. Our level of reasoning is limited. That's why we have to understand what he's saying. Now, I used to not like to read the book of Job because of all he went through. But you know, Job was always questioning God. One time he was questioning God, and God looks at him. He was reasoning, trying to figure everything out, getting his opinion in there. So wait a minute, big boy. Who made the stars? Who made the ocean to come in and stop? That's the one I'm going to trust. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
So we can put our trust in him, and he's faithful. When you are faithful to him, he is going to be faithful to you. He is faithful to you whether you are or not. He remains faithful. Oh, my goodness. Now, let's look at this. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Now, catch this, guys. This word, acknowledge, I'm going to act on the knowledge I have. It says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge and wisdom. You see that? When you have knowledge, when you know, it's really knowing the Lord, intimacy with God. When you have a relationship with God and communion with God, you're being intimate with God, a relationship with God. You talk to him, you depend on him. Because he has a wisdom for you. Remember, it's designed and it was ordained before you were even born, before time began. He had a wisdom for you. Remember, 1 Corinthians 2:7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. What's the word glory? What God originated and intended. God, what God originated and intended your life to be will be revealed to you through his wisdom.
Amen.
And the more you get to know him and his word and his will, the glory. You need his glory to be who you are.
Amen.
To be the real you. He's trying to show you the you you haven't met yet, remember? So I'm going to act on the knowledge that I have of him. That's why he says in 1 Timothy chapter 2, but he says this. Now listen. He says, for this is pleasing and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Amen. When you come to the knowledge of the truth, you're becoming who God created you to be. You see that? And that's why it pleases God. But you can't do that outside of Jesus, because he is the truth. I said he is the truth.
Amen.
Jesus is the truth. When you know that truth, you're discovering who you are. Now watch this. This is huge. In all your ways, acknowledge him. Give me, now catch this. This word acknowledge, act on the knowledge, or in the Hebrew, is the word submit. Submit. Everybody say submit.
Submit.
So think about this. He says, in all your ways, submit to him. You see, if you don't study and get around people and get in a place where God's word is being prophesied and spoken and revealed and broken down and understanding, you can miss this. And it says he will direct your path. Tim, give me the NIV version that's in there. This is the NIV version. See, they put the Hebrew meaning of that word in there. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Remember the word straight in the New Testament in Greek language is the word ortho. When you need your bone straight, you go to orthopedist. When you need your teeth straight, you go to orthodontist. And remember, when your teeth get straight and you get your braces off, I had to get a retainer. And the doctor, I remember him telling me, he goes, you need a retainer, because after you get your braces off, if you don't have something there, it's going to need tension for the rest of your life, or they can go back to being crooked. That's why you need to stay in the body of Christ. That's what this gospel is, to straighten you out. Orthodox, straight thinking.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now.
You've been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio. Our service time is Sunday mornings at 9 and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church, Sydney. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul, taken from 2 Corinthians 13:11. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Have a blessed week.